Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're joined by Pete Behrens. He is the founder and CEO of Agile Leadership Journey, an international speaker and host of the Relearning Leadership Podcast. Pete's willingness to share his own stumbles reminds us that great leaders aren't born. They are built through experience, reflection, and the courage to keep growing. And his latest book is Into the Fog, Leadership Stories from the Edge of Uncertainty. And Mr. Behrens, we thank you for joining us here today.
Well, thanks for having me, Eric. I really appreciate the work you do here and your team and creating space for honest conversations about leadership. So let's dive in.
Well, sounds like a plan to me, and I certainly do appreciate the kind words to get things going here today. So tell me, many business owners feel pressure to project certainty even when they don't have it. So in your book, Into the Fog, you argue that uncertainty isn't a weakness, but a leadership reality. So how can business owners lead confidently without pretending they have all the answers?
Well, that's a deep question, but maybe let's just start with defining the fog, right? It's where uncertainty meets change, and it's something I think we're all feeling in today's economy. And the fog, we might know where we want to go, but we can't really see how to get there. And so when you think about confidence, what is that in this environment? It's not certainty, but it is a clarity of intent, right? And I think that's the most precious resource, is clarity. And it's the hardest thing to find. And I think a lot of leaders, they kind of say, well, follow me, but that's a bit arrogant in this world. And I believe real leadership in this case says, hey, I can't do this without you. And that takes a confidence. That takes a humility, a confidence of humility to declare a future without knowing how to get there and to start that journey anyway without those answers. So that's, to me, the key in confidence isn't the answer. It's to engage the people when you just have the problem.
Certainly appreciate your feedback and comments on that. For sure. Now, you describe the fog as both external chaos and internal doubt. So for founders and CEOs juggling growth, people issues, and constant change, what are the warning signs that internal fog, not market conditions, is holding them back? Get into that if you would.
Yeah. Well, we often think of fog as something happening to us, right? Something happening to the markets. Maybe competition comes in, maybe regulation changes, any kind of changes, right, that we think about that are happening in our businesses. But to be honest, the more damaging fog kind of gets inside of our heads, right? This is our ego. This is our assumptions. This are our biases, our blind spots. And, an inner fog isn't failure. It's not unavoidable, right? We can't, or I'd say it is unavoidable. We're human, and it's going to happen. And when we think about bad leadership or misdirected leadership, it's not leaders that are evil or leaders that are misguided in particular ways. It's simply unaware leadership, not even recognizing the fog has kind of penetrated inside our own thinking. So what are the warning signs, you ask? Well, maybe I'll bring out three that I can think of off the top of my head here. One is when we get into reacting over responding, right? That feeling of just in the moment making decisions when we feel like we don't have time for something else. Another way this shows up is when urgency overrides importance, right? If everything feels urgent, it's not usually the market condition. That's an internal noise, an unclarity of my own goals and what the goals of this company are that we're trying to accomplish. And I'd say maybe the third warning sign is I'm depending too much on the past, right? My past wins, my past moves, assuming those are going to direct the future. And in the fog, the landscape is changing. It's unclear. And so we've got to find a different approach. So what can we do? Right. When you think about this, the common denominator is time, or maybe I should say the lack of time. And so if we're avoiding reflection or if we're avoiding conversation because we feel like we don't have that, but the decision is urgent, to me, the boldest choice in these moments is to pause, is to reassess and possibly to pivot. The U.S. military has a great saying here, you know, for the fog, it's slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And so this sense of speed, this sense of urgency that we have, we've got to put at check.
Also, several stories in the book show leadership emerging without titles or authority. What can business owners also do to encourage this kind of leadership inside their companies, especially in teams that are used to waiting for direction from the top?
You know, maybe let's separate the concept of leader from leadership, right? The ship word there, the act of leading. You know, a leader has a title. They have a badge. They got you know, their name on a door somewhere, physically or metaphorically. Leadership is a behavior. Somebody chooses regardless of title, right? Leadership is the ability to influence others towards a common goal, regardless of who we are, where we stand. And so when we start thinking about leadership, this is an act everyone can do. Everyone in our organization can demonstrate leadership. And oftentimes it's the leader who's above, who's shaping that particular culture. You know, this might look like speaking up to a room that may not want to hear what you have to say, or stepping in after the crisis when the clarity of leadership in crisis goes away and now we've got this leftover fog. Now what do we do, right? These are places where leadership can emerge. So what can we do, or what is it we have to think about as leaders with that title? Think of it like a dance, right? Step in for direction, clarity of direction, but you need to step back for ownership. One of the things I say is assert the where, assert where we're going, but be open and accommodate to how we get there, right? Don't just bring answers, bring problems to your people. I do have a special note for middle managers who might be listening, right? Not the top leaders in the organization. You've got a title, but you're in the middle somewhere. And I think this is one of the most challenging places. And oftentimes I feel like leaders feel like they're a pipeline, they're a conduit, you know, between the upper leadership and the people they're managing. They just become a pass-through. And this isn't leadership, right? This is a weak form of kind of place in the organization. So leaders in middle management have a specific dance to play, making the vision tangible for your people, but carrying those challenges from your people up. I often use the concept of Robin Hood here, right? We need to steal from the rich and give to the poor. Well, who has power in the organization? Those are the leaders above. How do I assert up? How do I provide my voice to the room that maybe doesn't want to hear it, but then give power and accommodate below me in the organization? So maybe that's a little bit for both senior leaders and the middle management.
Certainly appreciate your visit with us here today. We're joined by Pete Behrens. He is the founder and CEO of Agile Leadership Journey and author of his latest book, Into the Fog, Leadership Stories from the Edge of Uncertainty, here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, you challenged the idea that leadership is about control and decisiveness. So in fast-moving businesses where speed matters, how can owners slow down just enough to make better decisions without losing the momentum?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got the myth of leadership, right? The real hero leader stepping forward and making those bold decisions. You know, in the fog, speed without clarity doesn't just move you faster. It moves you in ways that are unfortunate, moves you sideways. It crashes into things that we may not want it to. So speed amplifies our mistakes in the fog. And we know that stopping isn't an option, right? Stopping, you know, we get hit from behind in the fog if we're not careful. So what do we do, right? What is it then that we want to do if we're stuck between this control and decisiveness and being too slow and indecisive? Well, call this strategic pausing. What is that? Well, curiosity in this case isn't hesitation. It's a discipline. It's an openness to be able to assess what's happening in the moment, right? We often think pausing is an inaction. Pausing is a counter to bold, clear steps forward. But it's not. It's not the opposite of action. It's what makes action coherent. I'll give you one quick story here. I was working with Salesforce, the large customer relationship management solution. And they had a massive crisis a number of years ago with over 250 people at risk, fast growth, what was working in the past no longer working. And they did a clear pause and pivot, right? This was a clear example of taking this to action. And yet that only put them deeper in the fog. And it's just a lesson to remind ourselves that it's not just a single act of pause and pivot. It's a strategic behavior. One simple pause and pivot won't do it. It's a discipline, a superpower we need to develop as we're working through, as we're navigating this uncertainty.
Well, this has certainly been awesome to have had you with us, and really appreciate the insight and information shared and advice as well shared here today. Now, looking at the business owner that is tuning in today, they feel stuck, working harder, but making less progress. What's one mindset shift or first step you recommend to help them move forward through uncertainty rather than trying to power through it?
Yeah, I think we're all feeling that, working harder but making less progress. I think AI has a tendency to drive a lot of that conversation today. First of all, I'd say leadership isn't likely to take you away from the fog. If anything, leadership is more likely to take you into it. Why? Because leadership takes us places we've never been before. That's the nature of leadership. So if you're feeling stuck, right, this isn't a sign that you're making a mistake. It's really a sign that you're trying to do leadership alone. Leadership is not a solo sport. Think of an adventure, right? That's something you do on your own. Leadership's a team sport. So what we need to do as leaders, if we're feeling in this state of working hard or making less progress, is retire the hero's role. Retire the cape that you're wearing, put that down, and invite others on your journey. Share this tension, share this load with those that you're leading. I call these companions for your journey, and no leaders do leadership alone. So if we're looking for breakthrough, don't think of it as a single act. Don't think of it as just a one-time thing. Breakthroughs happen as a result of constant exploration and most likely failure. One of the things I say in the book is transformation with a capital T, the one we want, only happens through dozens of micro transitions with a lowercase t. So stick with it.
Certainly some encouraging words as we conclude here today. And speaking of which, love to tap into that well just a little bit further, if you will. Any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Yeah, sure. If you are a business owner or a leader or somebody who maybe sees maybe just how something could be better, they see a gap, but things feel unclear. I don't want you to assume you're doing something wrong. Uncertainty isn't a sign you're failing or you're struggling. It's really a sign you're leading, or there's an opportunity to lead. You're at the edge of something new, something uncertain. And so I think the biggest mistake leaders make is waiting for that clarity before they act, waiting for certainty. But real leadership starts before that clarity, before that certainty. It's the courage to step forward, even when you don't have the answers. It's a humility to invite others on that journey with you. And it's the curiosity to pause and pivot when things don't go according to plan. So I invite your listeners to step into the fog.
Really appreciate those concluding remarks. And if listeners wanted to get more information on Agile Leadership Journey or to pick up the book Into the Fog, where's the best place to get all the details?
Sure. Yeah, they can just visit intothefogbook.com, and that will take them to our website, which has information about the book, about myself, as well as the other things our organization does to help leaders navigate all of this uncertainty and change.
And of course, listeners, you can pick up this link and other details within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience at any time. Mr. Barron's all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It was a great conversation.
It certainly was, and I appreciate it once again. We've been speaking with Pete Barron. He is the founder and CEO of Agile Leadership Journey. and author of his latest book, Into the Fog, Leadership Stories from the Edge of Uncertainty. And again, for all the details, visit agileleadershipjourney.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.